As they're collecting up here, we're about to have our panel discussion with regard to wrapping up the hypothetical that we laid out, addressing any concerns that I may have as a landowner, and importantly, any questions that y'all have, right? I'm gonna go grab that iPad to make sure I get any questions from the internet as well. We have two microphones in here if y'all have questions for the panel. So we'll get started real quick.
Grab this iPad.
Ted, would it be okay if I answered the questions I raised about the Board of Adjustment and the process, because I ran out of time. So Tex wanted to have his fancy architect, and the fancy architect didn't draw the plans properly. So I'm going to just talk about three minutes at most of a gradation that leads from ain't no way he's getting that variance to, yeah, I think they'll get that variance. So if the architect never talked to the city and the project was never commenced, and he says, it's a beautiful, beautiful building, the answer is no way, not going to happen. But let's go all the way down to the bottom line, and let's just say that the architect designed it, architect had local architects assisting, there was a mistaken permit issued, the project is almost completed, to great acclaim in the architectural community, creating a tremendous sense of pride among this particular city, and no one is in opposition. I think the answer is check the box, gonna get that variance. But the reality is that most are in between. My point is that it's all fact specific. The less opposition, no matter what your variance request is, the more likely you're going to get it. And if it is something that is purely driven by trying to make more money, less likely you're going to get it.
Yeah. I'll add, my favorite variance was when I was city attorney for Friendswood. And a guy came in, had built a pool without a permit, number one, strike number one, into the utility easement,
oops.
Strike number two.
Double oops.
Came to the board and said, you know, I work all over around in all these cities. You don't expect me to know every city's regulations, do you? And I said, yes.
Oops.
Yes, you do.
Oops.
So, yeah, oops. Variance denied. I don't care how far along it was.
When you were the city attorney in Friendswood, I seem to recall that you denied my oil and gas pipeline.
I did. Well, not me, but
okay. That wasn't you. It was all those people in the high school auditorium.
That was council who denied.
That was the city council meeting.
Okay,
I was getting ready for him to go. That was my client's pool.
That's right.
Close.
Wow. Okay, great. Anytime you get developers' attorneys and city attorneys up here, it's always a good time. So we started this conference with the idea of a hypothetical development. I laid it out. And then our panelists went through it and kind of applied some of the law to it. It seemed pretty quickly, though, other than like Rob with the annexation, he came and gave me the advice that I should remove my development from the city altogether, get it out of the ETJ for sure and see if I could get it out of the city. Then we spent the rest of the day basically talking about zoning and city powers, right? So I'm just curious. As I sat there thinking about my development, thinking about all these city powers, all of the zoning police powers, all of the subdivision regulations that come down, Joe told us all about the site planning requirements if I'm in the city. It's got me thinking that I don't want to be in a city, like that there's too much there. Like that's a lot of hardship. For the two city attorneys up here, could y'all speak to some of the other reasons that folks do annex into the city? Because annexation is not dead. People do annex. There are reasons to be in the city that are good reasons. And we heard about districts, We heard about economic development programs. We've heard about just superior development, obviously access to a larger community population for my future retail. That's just off the top of my head. Can y'all speak to some of the reasons to come in?
Could I give you one basic one real quick?
Give me all of them.
You don't have this so much down in your neck of the woods, but when I was in West Texas, we only had to say one word to get people to join the city, and that was water. Do you want water? Here's how you get water.